Today's audio boo is something no one really likes to think about, and it's kind of boring, so you probably don't want to listen, but you should do. And the reason you should do is because I want to talk to you just for a second about permissions and copyright and boring things like that. As website owners, it's something we need to think about. If we use imagery on our website, do we own the rights to use it? You can't just go to Google images and help yourself to anything you like there. It doesn't work like that. I know it should be obvious, but it's not. It's amazing how many people do that. But even if you take your own photography, you're not always safe. For example, if you take a picture of a person, then really that person needs to sign a release form saying they're happy for their image to be used. And also, you need to think about permissions in regards specifically to the web. You might have permissions to use an image offline, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have the rights to use it online. You need to be quite specific about these things. It's very different putting something on a poster that's seen by a few hundred people to something that's going to go on the web and is going to be seen, well, pretty much universally. And it doesn't just apply to images either. It also applies to other assets that you might be considering using on your website. Maybe a piece of video, maybe some music. We know that these things all have copyright on them, but often we tend to forget. The big one at the moment that is causing a lot of confusion is font faces. Just because you have a font doesn't mean you can then put it online and allow anybody to use it. The fonts are, although that's possible to upload a font onto your website and to call that font very simply using CSS, you probably don't have permission to do that. The user agreements associated with fonts can often be quite specific about what you can and cannot do with them. That's why there are services like Google Web Fonts or Font Deck or Typekit that deal with these problems and distribute the fonts in a way that the font foundries are happy with. So, don't make presumptions. Don't make the presumption you have permission to use things. Check and then double check, because it really can come back to bite you. Oh yes, one last tip. Never be silly enough to use an image which you are calling from somebody else's server. I've seen this done a number of times. In fact, people have made the mistake of doing it with me, where basically they've seen an image on my site that they like, and instead of copying and pasting it, which would be illegal in itself, they've actually just directly called it from my web server. What's really great about that, if someone does it to you, is you can do a simple trick where you replace that image with a new image saying, "This has been stolen," and suddenly their site updates and they have a picture telling the world that they steal images. So be careful with things like that. Make sure you're on top of your copyright and your user agreements and everything else to make sure your site is fully legal.